Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity. Are you a happy Christian? If you could have more joy in your life, would you take it? We've all experienced highs and lows in life, and it's in those lows where we start feeling like something needs to change. There is a way to combat those moments of discouragement about your life. Joyce shares key principles from God's Word that will guide you in your walk with Him. One of those principles is learning to understand God's purpose for change. Change is difficult, but usually God is at work when we doubt He is, and His plans are perfect. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity.
I find this to be interesting. After it's in the cocoon, the caterpillar turns to complete liquid, and something brand new is formed. So even if God has to destroy what you were, He'll still use the pieces of what you were to make what He wants you to be, and you'll go from crawling on the ground to being free. You'll go from being a worm to being a butterfly. Amen. So let me just tell you, when you get so frustrated with yourself, you just want to whatever. I can't think of anything that would be nice enough to say in here, but just don't give up. Sometimes when you feel like you are the worst worm, I mean the absolute worst worm on the earth, you are just getting ready to crawl up on the backside of the branch, get a little privacy with God, let everything you know turn to liquid and become something brand new. Now, Romans 8:29, for those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined them from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of His Son. So, we have been foreordained by God. That means He made this decision a long time before we ever showed up on planet Earth. Those that belong to Him, they were not going to just get left alone to live their own little life and do what they pleased and act however they wanted to. He predetermined and foreordained that we would be molded into the image of Jesus Christ. That means, here's the simplicity of it. Any person who will not let God do what He wants to do in their life, you will not ever be happy. Now you might as well clap loud because it's true. Let me just say that again because I only got about half of the crowd on that one. See, if you don't let God do what He wants to do in your life, oh, you may limp along and have some kind of a life, and I'm not, you know, you go to heaven because you believe in Jesus, not because you do everything exactly right here. But you won't be happy. I was a Christian for a long time, but I was not a happy Christian. And there, how many of you know there's a lot of unhappy Christians? Well, it's the devil, it's my circumstances, it's this, it's that, I don't have enough money. No, don't stone me when I say this, it's you. And it's me. So you know what? I can save you some time if you'll listen to me. You know, you are supposed to listen to those of us that are a little bit older, supposed to have some wisdom. And you know how you get wisdom? By living a long time. And so I just tell you this and save you some time. You're not going to win. God's not going to change His mind. He will get His way in the end, or you won't be happy, period. So, here's a little example I like to use. Clay. Mine's not gray. Anyway, so we're going to be molded into the image of Jesus Christ. Remember the teacup? Rolled and padded and smashed and flattened and so... You know, obviously this clay doesn't have feelings, but if it did, I bet right now it'd be saying some stuff I wouldn't want to hear. So this is a terrible example, but we're going to pretend like this is Jesus. So now come on, God knows my heart. So this is you, this is Jesus, all right? You got it? So all of this is supposed to go in there. Well, guess what? Uh-oh, we got a problem. There's a bunch of stuff here that's gonna have to go. And boy, we fight that, don't we? It's like, see, I'm glad I got a bunch of people that know what I'm talking about. We got it. Woo-hoo, finally. There you go, you made it. So I don't fall on all this stuff, thank you. Oh, you wait till tomorrow morning. We are really gonna have fun tomorrow morning. Okay, now, how many of you want to be spiritually mature? Okay. All right. Just a few things. There is no microwave maturity. See, we say we want to get transformed, but really we want to get zapped. Well, you know what I figured out with God? He's a lot more like a slow cooker. He's a lot more like one of these crock pots that takes all day, but boy, are things tender when they finally come out. How many of you want a breakthrough in your life? Well, there's no drive-through breakthroughs either. Today you can get everything drive-through, but you can't grow up in God through drive-through. You know what it takes? It takes, number one, the Word. Number two, and I can just tell you, before you ever even really start trying to grow in God, you might as well take possibly a few years and learn who you are in Christ. You got to know you're loved. You got to know that your confidence can be in Him. You got to know that you don't have to live under the law. Here's the thing, and I'll show it to you in Hebrews chapter 5. Let's go there, Hebrews 5, 13. Paul was talking to them about why they were still babies. He told the Corinthians, he said, I want to give you meat, but I still have to keep giving you milk all the time. So honestly, when you come to church, sometimes you get milk, sometimes you get meat. Now, a lot of people, babies love their milk bottle. They love that. But Christians that aren't ready to grow up, you start trying to give them meat and they're going to spit it back at you. You say, what are you talking about? Okay, milk would be more like, God loves you, you're wonderful, you're awesome, you're amazing, you're blessed, God's got a great plan for your life, every problem you have, God's going to solve it, amen? We all like that, and we all need that. We all need that. We need to hear that. Anybody that's giving you a well-rounded message, you're going to hear some of all of that. But we also got to have meat. And meat confronts our behavior. Meat says it's time to not act like the world. Meat says it's time to get yourself off your mind and do the things that God is asking you to do. Meat says it's time for self-control. And so Paul said, not everybody is ready for meat. Not everyone who continues to feed on milk. Now, everyone who continues to feed on milk, and I love this, I hope you can get this, is obviously inexperienced and unskilled in the doctrine of righteousness. What does he mean? If you're still feeding on milk, why does that mean that you are unskilled in the doctrine of righteousness? You know what the doctrine of righteousness is? It means that first, you know who you are in Christ. He has come to live in you at the new birth, and your identity now is who you are in him. That's where your confidence is. That's where your trust is. You know that he loves you. He's never going to stop loving you. And then you begin to work with the Holy Spirit to let what he's done in you be worked to the outside of you where people can see it. Well, that takes correction from God. That takes chastisement. That takes the meat of the word. Now listen, don't lose me. But if you don't know who you are in Christ, every time you hear something that corrects you or confronts your behavior, it's going to condemn you. Now, I'm just going to take my time and make sure you get this because I didn't have anybody telling me this like I'm telling you. It took me years to get this figured out. And every time I would hear something that confronted my behavior or brought any kind of correction to my life, I mean, I would just feel so bad. Nobody's as bad as me. Nobody's got as many problems as me. How could anybody need every message they hear? I need everything I hear. Come on, you ever feel like that? I don't care what you preach on, lady, I need it. Just, you know. Could you just tell me tonight Jesus loves me? Well, yes, he does. He loves you very much, and you're wonderful, and you're cute, and you're anointed, and you're talented, and God's got a good plan for your life. But grow up. And so here's the thing, see, you can't just like, ooh, I feel so good. This was such a good meeting. Jesus loves me. He's going to give me what I want. Yippee, 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 yippee. I think I'll go back tomorrow. I really like that. Well, it's only going to get worse from here. So if you come back. If you come back tomorrow, you're ready. I mean, you're ready. But see, as long as we got to like them both. I mean, today, part of the reason to be part of a church or part of a group of people is to have some accountability in your life. Do you know that you cannot hardly find anybody today that wants to be accountable for anything? You know why? Everybody wants to do their own thing.
Thanks for listening. Gain more joy with today's offer, the Beauty of Spiritual Maturity CD series and God's Greatest Gifts book. This three CD series and paperback are available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Love Life Women's Conference is sold out, but don't worry, you can still join us. And from the comfort of your own home, sign up for the 2018 Love Life Women's Conference live stream. Hear powerful messages by Joyce Meyer, Priscilla Shire, Lisa Harper, and Sarah Jakes Roberts. Worship with Elevation Worship and Natalie Grant. Register today for the 2018 Love Life Women's Conference live stream. Visit us at joycemeyer.org/WCLive.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.